This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposed 6 new initiatives aimed at global development on the opening day of G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa yesterday. These include the setting up of a global traditional knowledge repository, Africa Skills Multiplier Program, Global Healthcare Response Team, Initiative on Countering the Drug Terror Nexus, Open Satellite Data Partnership, and a Critical Mineral Circularity Initiative. Addressing the 2 sessions on the opening day of the summit, Mr. Modi said these initiatives elaborate India's approach to growth, development, and well-being for all. Speaking during the first session on inclusive and sustainable economic growth, the Prime Minister said the G20 Global Traditional Knowledge Repository will harness collective wisdom of humanity for the benefit of future generations. Mr. Modi also proposed the setting up a G20 Global Healthcare Response Team, which will comprise healthcare experts from each of the G20 countries and could be deployed to deal with global health challenges in any part of the world. He also suggested a G20 initiative on countering the drug terror nexus to overcome the challenge of drug trafficking and break the drug terror economy. Speaking during the second session on a resilient world, Prime Minister Modi proposed the creation of Critical Mineral Circularity Initiative, which will foster recycling, urban mining, second life battery projects and related innovations. An open satellite data partnership, he said, through this program, satellite data of G20 space agencies would be made available to developing countries, especially the Global South, for agriculture, fisheries, disaster management, among other activities. During the second session, Mr. Modi also called for greater collective action on the climate agenda to strengthen global food security, highlighting the Deccan Principles on Food Security adopted during India's G20 presidency. Leaders at the G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, adopted a joint declaration by consensus despite US opposition. The declaration emphasized that solidarity, equality, and sustainability are essential pillars of inclusive global growth. The 39-page document highlighted energy security, climate action, and disaster resilience, while acknowledging rising geopolitical tensions, conflicts and deepening inequality as threats to economic stability. India, Australia and Canada have announced a new trilateral framework, the Australia-Canada-India Technology and Innovation, ACITI, partnership to enhance cooperation in critical and emerging technologies. The announcement came following a meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg yesterday. In Brazil, world leaders have agreed to a deal at the United Nations Climate Conference that seeks to address the crisis, but the agreement does not include any mention of phasing out the fossil fuels driving climate change. Text was approved after negotiations stretched through the night, well beyond the expected close of the 2-week COP30 summit in the Brazilian city of Belém. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has revised the Graded Action Plan, GRAP, for the Delhi NCR region for making it more stringent to prevent further deterioration of air quality. According to the CAQM, several curbs that previously fell under GRAP 4 will now be included under GRAP 3. In badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has advanced into the men's singles finals of Australian Open. The 2022 Commonwealth Games champion defeated second seed Chao Tin Chen of Chinese Taipei 17-21, 24-22, 21-16 in a nail-biting semi-final in Sydney yesterday. Sen will face 26th-ranked Yushi Tanaka of Japan in the summit clash today. In hockey, Indian men's team will take on South Korea in the opening match of the 31st Sultan Azlan Shah Cup tournament in Ipoh, Malaysia today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. That is the end of this news bulletin.